Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94 WIP on a Saturday morning. Saturday morning, and we're talking about Eagles Cowboys tonight. Did the NFL really have to change this game to Saturday night? Nobody wants it except ESPN. The hell with them. But it's all about television. That's the whole thing. It's all about television. All right. Eagles, Cowboys. Yeah, that's tonight. The game will be played. And it's still Eagles, Cowboys, but it just doesn't have the same luster. It just doesn't, it's not the same when the game doesn't mean anything. You know, Eagles fans obviously want the Eagles to win. I don't know that it makes any difference who you play in the first round. It's a shorter trip if you go to Atlanta, if you go to Tampa rather than Los Angeles. But I think they have a good chance against either one of those teams in the playoffs. But something happened this week. It's just Aaron Rodgers, and it's clear. It's not even close, and it's not a question. The MVP of the NFL this year is Aaron Rodgers. It's not even close. In the division, he has 36 touchdowns and no interceptions. Now, it's a bad division, but still, 36-0, that's pretty damn good. And he's just so good, and they have the best record. He's just so good. But he's an idiot in many cases. He was an idiot with what he tried to do with lying about his vaccination. He was immunized. Didn't say he was vaccinated. And we just accepted it. Then they found out. But the team knew about it. The league knew about it. But this week, a writer who also works radio in Chicago, Hub Argush, and he's been doing it for a long time. I think he also pretty much the primary guy for, I think it's Pro Football Weekly, but also works with a radio station out in Chicago. But he's a voter for the MVP, and he made it public, which you're not supposed to do, that he will not vote for Aaron Rodgers for the MVP for reasons other than his play on basically who he is and what he is and what he's done and the lying and all the other stuff, which was wrong, and he apologized for doing that. But then he was wrong. And then Aaron Rodgers was asked the question, and he stooped to a level below that. Instead of just letting it pass, he says, instead of just saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to address that. He's got his opinion. I don't agree with it. It should be just based on what you do on the football field. And if people think that I was the most valuable player, and they vote for me, that's great. Why can't you just let it pass? But no, he had to address it this way.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But I mean, I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the off season, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP, in my opinion, should exclude, you know, future votes. You know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. You know, so if he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season and make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that. But he's a bum, and I'm not going to waste any time worrying about that stuff. He has no idea who I am. He's never talked to me in his life. But it's unfortunate that those sentiments, it's surprising that he would even say that, to be honest. But yeah, I knew this was possible. Talked about it on McAfee weeks ago. But crazy.
All right, let's address this. He doesn't know him. Well, how many people that vote for the MVP sit down and have lunch with a player? That's the most asinine, ridiculous, stupid comment that he can make. And what is a bum? When people call he's a bum, what's a bum? It's just, then he lowers himself to a level that's just totally unnecessary. He doesn't know me. Well, people that vote for you, they know what you do. They look at what you do, and that's what you judge it. It was asinine, stupid, and uncalled for by Aaron Rodgers. He's the MVP of the league. But, boy, I'm disappointed in, because I believed Aaron Rodgers has been the best quarterback in the league for a long time, better than Tom Brady. If there's one game that I want a quarterback for, I want Aaron Rodgers. But over Tom Brady, easily. It's not even close, easily. But do you have to lower yourself to that? Just move on. He says he doesn't care, but he does care.
He's an absolute bum.
Yeah, he's an absolute bum. Yeah. What does that mean? What does that mean? You don't know him, so how can you judge him when you don't know him? That's your complaint. He doesn't know you, but you don't know him. I just wanted to address that. It's so pathetic that he has to take, he has to go that route. It really is pathetic. He is who he is. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on WIP.
Hey.
Yo.
What's going on, Howard?
Tell me. You tell me.
Oh, nothing, man. This here just Ubering, man. So basically, Nick Sirianni, right? I thought this guy, he was a clown at first. This guy was a whole clown, right? Now,
who?
He won the
Nick Sirianni was a clown?
Yeah, to me, he seems like a clown at first.
Why?
Well, first of all, you know, all that energy he had, I wasn't buying it. But now I get where the energy was coming from. You know, he's sincere, he's legit. I'm all for him now.
So you were ready to get rid of him, and now you've changed your mind?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what changed your mind?
So basically, the sincerity of him, you know, the genuine... I'm sorry, I can't even say the word. He's genuine, you know? I see it now. You know, I see where he's coming from now. That flower thing, I wasn't with that flower thing, but, you know.
It was overstated and overblown, and that wasn't the basis of what he was saying. Yeah.
No, yeah. But, he won me over now, and I'm all in.
So now you believe he's a good coach?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I see that.
He's young, but hey.
You're impatient just like a lot of people. Patience is a virtue, sir. Remember that.
Yes, sir.
All right, what's your best sports moment of 2021?
Yes, best sports moment was when Tom Brady went to the Bucks and won the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that would not be mine. I appreciate your effort, but I'm going to tell you right, I'll put you in there, but I'm going to tell you it won't win. I don't like Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady, I think Joe Montana is the greatest quarterback of all time, and I'm not wavering from that. He never lost a Super Bowl, never threw an interception in the Super Bowl. He didn't pick his own players. It's just the world's changed, and I get it. And Tom Brady is a great quarterback. However, that would not him winning the Super Bowl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.